This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 45 degrees this morning. A little chilly. It's going to be sunny today and a really nice day in the way. High today, about 68 degrees. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member James Sprotsman is pulling out of the North Carolina gubernatorial race. He made the announcement Wednesday on his website. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Sprotsman said he was the first to declare his candidacy and the first to pull out.
As I got farther and farther into it, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what have I done? It's just the most maddening, frustrating, terrible experience that anyone could ever want. And so in awe of people who can do it, but I'm clearly not one of them.
In the spring, Sprotsman, a Democrat, announced his intention to run for governor in the 2016 election, 2 years earlier than most aspirants declare their candidacy. Sprotsman said on his website, quote, after almost 7 months on the campaign trail, I'm sorry to report that it's worse than I thought it would be. Seeing how candidates have to maneuver to curry favor is sickening, end quote. He added that the constant need to raise funds was taking its toll. Sprotsman said one of his main reasons for running was frustration over legislation passed by the Republican-controlled legislature.
You know, if there's ever an opportunity for Democrats to come on, it's right now in response to the craziness of the Republican agenda. I'm looking for a progressive candidate who can defend progressive ideals, stand for progressive ideals, and fight for them.
Moving forward, Sprotsman left a message of support for former state representative Kenneth Spaulding, a Democrat from Durham, though he said it is not an official endorsement. In 1977, Sprotsman went on to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill and then started his own business. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in the early 1990s. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other political news this morning, a new poll shows that voters in six Senate races, including North Carolina, are unhappy about the government shutdown. Republicans trail in five of the six key races that will likely determine which party controls the Senate. That's according to public policy polling in Raleigh. Tom Jensen, director of PPP, explains that Republicans need to win six seats in order to claim a majority.
And North Carolina was one of the states where he found voters particularly unhappy about the shutdown. Only 29% of voters in the state supported it, 63% opposed.
The numbers show that voters strongly opposed the shutdown in each state polled, even though most voted for Mitt Romney last year. Jensen says this may make it harder for Republicans to win back the Senate in next year's election.
In a lot of these races, we're seeing Democrats in better shape than they were before. Or at the very least, what we're seeing is that Republicans are sort of making it harder for themselves to dig out of a hole that they were already in because voters are so unhappy with them about the shutdown.
Here in North Carolina, Kay Hagan leads a generic Republican challenger by 5%. 63% of voters oppose the government shutdown compared to 29% who support it. Jensen says a significant margin given that North Carolinians are divided over politics within the state. Jensen adds that many North Carolina residents will likely have favorable opinions of state delegates who voted to end the partial government shutdown and raise the nation's debt limit. Hagan, Senator Richard Burr, a Republican, and Representative David Price, a Democrat, were among those who voted to end the shutdown. PPP also collected data from Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, Louisiana, and Arkansas for the poll. And we were talking about the governor's race a moment ago. North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper has been spending more time in the Democratic banquet circuit criticizing Republican policies and seeking to energize the party faithful. His travels serve as a signal he's prepared to seek a bigger job. Cooper's leaving very little to the imagination about his gubernatorial aspirations for 2016. He says he's planning for a bid without actually being in the race right now. This development comes as Republican Governor Pat McCrory has been in office for just 9 months. Republicans and McCrory's camp are harping on Cooper for running a quasi-campaign and criticizing laws he's tasked with defending in court. Cooper tells the Associated Press he's got to start the planning process, especially since an outside group ran a TV commercial this fall promoting McCrory's policies. Early voting is in full swing in our local community, and we're kicking off the week by bringing the candidates to you. Tonight, from 7 until 9, you can tune in to WCHL for a forum featuring the five candidates for Carrboro Board of Aldermen. We'll also have a full recap tomorrow in the WCHL Morning News. Now, you'll be able to listen to the discussions in their entirety by visiting Chapelboro's 2013 Election Central page, where you can also check out articles and audio from the forum on our website, featuring Chapel Hill Town Council Forum and the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education hopefuls. Our final forum after tonight's forum comes to you on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., where we will host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carrboro's Liddy Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor in their respective communities, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All forums take place here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill. We'll carry all the forums live on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Streaming, as always, on our website at chapelboro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews with the candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. Speaking of one-on-one interviews, Carrboro Board of Aldermen member and candidate Sammy Slade says if he gets reelected, he wants to help make Carrboro a front-runner in controlling climate change and continuing the town's effort to focus on local businesses. WCHL's Rachel Nass spoke with Sammy Slade about his seeking reelection to the Board of Aldermen and how he believes he will best serve you.
Sammy, what do you believe is the number one issue in Carrboro that needs to be addressed?
There's two main issues that I see for Carrboro, but there are sub-issues within each of those categories. And the two main ones for me are because we are an exemplary town and can accomplish a lot and can serve as a role model for other towns throughout North Carolina, especially in these times when so much seems to be going backwards at the legislature. We have a huge obligation to show ways in which to deal with climate change. But along with that issue is also the opportunity, because our economy is so based on infinite growth and extraction and no looking into a tomorrow, the other issue I see is economic, localizing our economy, import substitution, and locally owned.
In a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues?
As I was saying, the sub-issues under both of those, and most immediate one for Carrboro, is reconciling our goal for more mixed-use, high-density development in our downtown, maintaining the town character, and balancing kind of the pressures that come along with air density in our downtown, with issues such as parking and the bottleneck of our town. Coming into town, you have the east-west, north-south bottleneck, and we hope to resolve those. We have a parking study coming up. We had a parking report done a couple of years ago from which we can build on and hopefully have a comprehensive plan to identify where we are with parking right now and what the actual needs are for our downtown businesses, while at the same time setting a target goal, kind of like we've done with our waste reduction goals, to figure out strategies to reduce the amount of parking and increase the use of multimodal transportation, which would include public transportation, walking, biking, and more handicap spaces, because not everyone can walk and bike.
Once again, that is Carrboro Alderman and candidate for re-election, Sammy Slade, speaking with WCHL's Rachel Nass. That's only a portion of the interview. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. And between now and Election Day, we'll continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. Chapel Hill Town Council gets its first look at the Central West Plan tonight, and they will take public comment on a proposal to revamp Timber Hollow Apartments when the council meets this evening. The Central West Committee has been working for almost a year now to draft a plan that lays out guidelines for future development at the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard, that whole area there that has been quite contentious. The draft plan will come before the council tonight for public comment. The public is also invited to weigh in on a proposal to add 109 new apartments along with parking garages, a new clubhouse and pool at the Timber Hollow Apartment Complex at the corner of Piney Mountain Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard. In addition, the council will receive the final report from the Rogers Road Task Force and take public comment at the proposal to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road area. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time, 7:17. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service. What a concept. Your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now for your latest on morning traffic, let's check in with Rand Northman.
Thank you very much, Ron. NC-54 heading eastbound, seeing some delays right now between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things really are moving smoothly to start off this brisk and cool morning. I-40, NC-54 elsewhere, 15501, the Durham Freeway, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, not seeing any major delays. No accidents reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Can't believe that there was a small frost advisory this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really is nippy out there.
It really is.
I was really surprised when I walked outside.
Did not enjoy walking the dogs last night or this morning.
Well, listen, if you're still at home and you haven't left yet, be sure and take a jacket or a sweater or something, because it's a little bit chilly, at least for the first part of the day. So
that's right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Mm-mm. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. It is 46 degrees right now. Sunshine, high today about 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cool with the lows in the upper 40s. Not a lot of difference. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low in the upper 40s. And then on Wednesday, more of a sunny day with a high in the middle 60s. So temperatures not really changing a lot here in the next few days. Just a little bit on the chilly side. 7:19 at WCHL. Morris Grove Elementary's Amy Rickard has been named the 2013 Principal of the Year for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Rickard says it was a shock when Superintendent Tom Forsella brought her flowers along with the good news during a weekly staff meeting.
He arrived with several other members of our district cabinet, and it was a complete surprise.
Rickard's career in education started as a language arts teacher in the Kannapolis City Schools. She then signed on with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System in 1999 as an administrative intern. After serving as an assistant principal at McDougall Elementary and Raskus Elementary, Rickard served as principal at Glenwood Elementary from 2004 through 2007. When Morris Grove Elementary was opened in 2007, Rickard was named its first principal. She says she's proud of the school that she and her staff have been able to create.
It was a real honor for me to open Morris Grove Elementary School. Planning a school from the ground up is a really unique experience and to me an honor.
Rickard earned her bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of North Carolina here in Chapel Hill. She will now be entered into the Wells Fargo North Carolina Principal of the Year competition along with a principal from each district in the state. Following portfolio reviews and personal interviews, 8 regional finalists will be named to participate in the state selection process. Well, in New Jersey, it is now the 14th state to recognize same-sex marriage. Just after midnight, same-sex couples started tying the knot in the state of New Jersey. Mayor and U.S. Senator-elect Cory Booker led the ceremony in Newark for 7 gay couples, telling the audience, "This is very beautiful." WCHL News Time, 7:21. And it is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. Well, how are the Tar Heels reacting following the near-miss upset against number 10 Miami? What a heartbreaking loss for the Tar Heels in Keenan Stadium. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Shockingly, the Tar Heel football team is now sitting at 1-5 on the season. But it was the latest defeat at the hands of the Miami Hurricanes on Zero Dark Thursday that may have hit the Carolina players the hardest. UNC had a 23-13 lead, after all, in the fourth quarter, only to see it disappear in a 27-23 loss to a team now ranked number 6 nationally in the polls. Senior quarterback Bryn Renner says the offense settled for field goals rather than touchdowns far too often in the red zone.
You know, we had a lot of chances in there and obviously came up with a ton of field goals. I think we were 3 out of 4. Just we have to capitalize and get touchdowns in a game like this against a top 10 opponent.
Renner couldn't say enough about the exhilarating 199-yard performance from tight end Eric Ebron. He says Ebron may be the best tight end in the country.
Oh, he's, you know, essential. You know, I think he's one of the best tight ends in the country, if not the best. And he's critical to, you know, to our success passing the ball. And, you know, he's a heck of a player.
Speaking of Ebron, how did he continually find himself open against the top-notch Miami defense? He says it all starts with belief.
Just doing my job, running my routes, you know, believing in the concepts, believing in our coaches, believing in everything.
Despite the setback, Ebron says he believes the Tar Heels displayed to the nation that this Carolina team is much better than their unfortunate record suggests. In fact, Ebron says some of the younger guys really grew up on Zero Dark Thursday.
We showed the world that, you know, our record, you know, doesn't speak for the way that we can play. And, you know, that we are young and we're developing as a team and as a unit. And I feel like this game really helped mature some of our younger players.
Going forward, senior defensive lineman Kareem Martin says the Tar Heels have two options, feel sorry for themselves or fight for wins.
You know, it's always tough after a loss, but, you know, at the end of the day, next Saturday we're going to be playing another football team, and whether we're down or not, you know, they're going to come in Chapel Hill and we're going to play them. So, I mean, we can feel sorry for ourselves and get another loss against Boston College, or, you know, we can just take this loss, learn from it, and get ready for Boston College.
Saturday's game against Boston College will kick off at 3:30 p.m. in Chapel Hill. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There were a lot of things that were very successful about Zero Dark Thursday. Carolina, unfortunately, just couldn't win the game. But Tar Heel Downtown was a big success. We'll have the full recap of what happened there coming up in our next newscast at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Bathed in beautiful Carolina blue skies, the eyes of the soccer nation were fixed on Chapel Hill on Sunday. The number 4 Tar Heel women's soccer team unfortunately lost to the top-ranked Virginia Cavaliers 2-0. And an intriguing twist, both UNC and UVA were without the services of their star players, Crystal Dunn and Morgan Bryan. The pair was absent to represent the U.S. national team. It became clear the Tar Heels would miss their senior midfielder Moore. Before a packed crowd at Fetzer Field, it was the visiting Cavs who struck first. A scoring strike from Brittany Ratcliffe off a throw-in just slipped by the Carolina goalkeeper and into the net just 13 minutes into the match.
Heel touch. Goal, Virginia. It was so quick you couldn't see it. The throw-in gets past the Carolina defense.
Of course, the game broadcast right here on WCHL. Tar Heel head coach Anson Dorrance continued to shuffle players on and off the field to keep fresh legs involved and keep UNC in the game. At the close of the first half, it was Virginia clinging to a one-point lead. Coach Dorrance, a self-described eternal optimist, stressed the importance of regaining composure in his halftime interview.
I think the best thing we have to do is to remain composed on the ball. Right now, we're sort of in a panic mode. And I think we can keep the ball a little bit better than we're keeping it. So that'll be what most of my address is going to be at halftime.
The shots on goal were the problem. Virginia continued its edge in that category with scrappy play, nifty passes of its own, and continual clearing of the ball across midfield to stave off Carolina attacks. Eventually, the Cavaliers punched in a second goal to extend the lead to 2-0 with less than 10 minutes left. The final count stayed the same. Virginia walked off with a win over the defending national champion Tar Heels on the Carolina home turf. Carolina managed only 4 shots on goal in the entire contest. The efficient Cavs converted on 2 of their 6 shots on goal. With the loss, UNC is now 13-3 overall, 7-3 in the ACC. Virginia 16-0 and 10-0 in conference play. Coach Dorrance says the Tar Heels still have their eyes on the ultimate prize, despite yesterday's setback.
Yeah, I think we're getting healthy. We've got some kids coming back from injury that aren't match fit yet, but we've got them on the field now, and I think that's very good. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about our potential. And let's see if we can basically do what we did last year, which was to lose to Virginia and then come back and win a national championship. So let's see if we can use this constructively and get better.
And, of course, Crystal Dunn will be back after her stint with the U.S. national team. Next up, the Tar Heels, a Thursday home meeting with the Clemson Tigers. You can read the full game recap, listen to Coach Dornis' post-game interview, and follow all the latest in Carolina women's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, the number 13 Tar Heel volleyball team conjured up some Saturday night magic. Tar Heels rallied from a 2-1 deficit to earn an impressive 3-2 road victory over Virginia Tech on Saturday to cap off a successful weekend in the state of Virginia. The star performer was Giovanna Bajalik with 17 kills on the night to lead Carolina to rally. Carolina downed the Cavaliers of Virginia the night before in three straight sets in volleyball. With a pair of wins, UNC improved to 18-1 overall, 7-1 in conference action. Next up, the Tar Heel volleyball team returned to Chapel Hill over the weekend, facing Maryland Friday at 5 p.m. prior to late night with Roy at the Dean Smith Center. You can read this story and follow all the latest in UNC volleyball also on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And Cam Newton completed 15 of 17 passes for 204 yards and a touchdown. Carolina Panthers defeated the St. Louis Rams 30-15 in a heated game on Sunday. The Rams, now 3-4 on the season, lost their cool with several personal foul penalties and then lost quarterback Sam Bradford to a left knee injury late in the fourth quarter. The extent of the injury is unknown. Panthers quarterback Captain Munnerlin intercepted Bradford in the game's first play, returned it 45 yards for a score. Certainly the Panthers got up to a good start. Rams, by the way, were flagged for five personal fouls, and Chris Long was ejected for throwing a punch. So not a pretty game, but the Carolina Panthers won it 30-15 over the St. Louis Rams. WCHL Sports, good morning. It is 728. I'm Ron Stutz.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay. We listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Tax title, license, and dock fees not included. The A3 Fall Warehouse Sale is here. Come see us at our Hillsboro Warehouse today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find closeout prices on retired, slightly flawed, and one-of-a-kind handcrafted Italian ceramics and glassware for the home, garden, and perfect for holiday giving. We will have fresh Fiatri product daily and sale specials. Red Window, the boutique owned by the late Elizabeth Edwards, will also be selling its inventory of unique home furnishings at 50% or more off retail. Visit Fiatri.com for details. Ciao!
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's the bottom of the hour, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. And it's brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 46 degrees this morning, sunny skies today. High today about 68. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Not as cool, with a low in the upper 40s. Not a lot of difference. A couple of degrees warmer maybe than it is now. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 70s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Fixing the glitches. Today, President Obama plans to talk in depth about the bumpy rollout of the Affordable Care Act. CBS's Bill Plant is at the White House.
An administration source tells CBS News that the president is very upset. Today, he'll call the situation inexcusable. when he addresses it here later this morning, surrounded by people who've already been helped by the Health Care Act. But he'll also make the case that the law is already working for thousands of others and will get better.
Improvements are already in the works.
Last night, the administration announced what it calls major changes to the website to make it easier to use, including an option that directs users to sign up by phone and showing users plans in their area without entering massive amounts of personal data.
About 500,000 applications have been filed through online health insurance exchanges. No word on how many people have successfully enrolled. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
46 nippy degrees, 732 WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member and Chapel Hill resident James Protchman has pulled out of the North Carolina gubernatorial race. He made the announcement last week on his website. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Protchman said he was the first to declare his candidacy and the first to pull out.
As I got farther and farther into it, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what have I done? It's just the most maddening, frustrating, terrible experience that anyone could ever want. And so in awe of people who can do it, but I'm clearly not one of them.
In the spring, Protchman, a Democrat, announced his intention to run for governor in the 2016 election, 2 years earlier than most aspirants declare their candidacy. Protchman said on his website, quote, after almost 7 months on the campaign trail, I'm sorry to report that it's worse than I thought it would be. Seeing how candidates have to maneuver to curry favor is sickening, end quote. He added that the constant need to raise funds was taking its toll. Protchman said one of his main reasons for running was frustration over legislation passed by the Republican-controlled legislature.
You know, if there's ever an opportunity for Democrats to come on, it's right now in response to the craziness of the Republican agenda. I'm looking for a progressive candidate who can defend progressive ideals, stand for progressive ideals, and fight for them.
Moving forward, Protchman left a message of support for former state representative Kenneth Spaulding, a Democrat from Durham, though he said it is not an official endorsement. In 1977, Protchman went on to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill and then started his own business. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in the early 1990s. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Meanwhile, North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper has been spending more time on the Democratic banquet circuit, criticizing Republican policies and seeking to energize the party faithful. His travel serves as a signal that he's prepared to seek the governorship. Cooper tells the Associated Press he's got to start the planning process, especially since an outside group ran a television commercial this fall promoting McCrory's policies. A new poll is out showing that voters in six Senate races, including North Carolina, are unhappy about the government shutdown. Republicans trail in five of the six key races that will likely determine which party controls the Senate. According to public policy polling in Raleigh, Tom Jensen, director of PPP, explains that Republicans need to win six seats in order to claim a majority.
And North Carolina was one of the states where he found voters particularly unhappy about the shutdown. Only 29% of voters in the state supported it, 63% opposed.
The numbers show that voters strongly opposed the shutdown in each state polled, even though most voted for Mitt Romney last year. Jensen says this may make it harder for Republicans to win back the Senate in next year's election.
In a lot of these races, we're seeing Democrats in better shape than they were before. Or at the very least, what we're seeing is that Republicans are sort of making it harder for themselves to dig out of a hole that they were already in because voters are so unhappy with them about the shutdown.
In North Carolina, Kay Hagan leads the generic Republican challenger by 5%. As Jensen mentioned, 63% of voters in North Carolina opposed the government shutdown, 29% supported it. Jensen says it's a significant margin, though, given that North Carolinians are divided over politics within our state. Jensen adds that many North Carolina residents will likely have favorable opinions of state delegates who voted to end the partial government shutdown and raise the nation's debt limit. Hagan voted to end it. Senator Richard Burr, a Republican, also did, and so did Representative David Price. They were among those who voted to end the shutdown. PPP also collected data from Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, Louisiana, and Arkansas for this poll. Early voting is in full swing here in our local community, and we're kicking off this week by bringing the candidates to you. Tonight from 7 until 9, tune in to WCHL for a forum featuring the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. We'll also have a full recap of the WCHL Morning News tomorrow. You'll be able to listen tonight to the discussions in their entirety with that special forum, 7 until 9. You can also hear discussions in their entirety by visiting Chapelboro's 2013 Election Central page, where you can check out articles and audio from the forum featuring Chapelhill Town Council Forum candidates and the Chapelhill Carborough City Schools Board of Education candidates as well. Our final forum will come to you on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., when we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, both sitting mayors, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, who's running for mayor unopposed, all running unopposed, in fact, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and far beyond. All forums will take place here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill. We'll carry all the forums live on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming as always on our website, chapelboro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews with the candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. You'll hear more from Sammy Slade coming up next hour on WCHL, just one of our one-on-one interviews. Chapel Hill Town Council will get its first look at the Central West Plan tonight, and they plan to take public comment on a proposal to revamp Timber Hollow Apartments. The Central West Committee has been working for nearly a year now to draft a plan laying out guidelines for future development at the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard. The draft plan will come before the council tonight for public comment. The public is also invited to weigh in on a proposal to add 109 new apartments, along with parking garages, a new clubhouse, and pool at the Timber Hollow apartment complex off Piney Mountain Road. In addition, the council will receive the final report from the Rogers Road Task Force and take public comment on the proposal to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road community. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Well, Tar Heel downtown proved more successful than a lot of people thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think it was a tremendous success, and it did go fantastic and much better than I had thought. I was very excited, and the response that I've gotten so far has been overwhelmingly positive.
That is Meg McGurk, Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Tar Heel downtown brought many people onto Franklin Street to celebrate and tailgate before the gridiron showdown between the Tar Heels and the Miami Hurricanes. Lime Fresh manager Jason King says the way the event was held worked well for many of the stores and restaurants in the area.
I think being that they shut down Franklin Street, that was actually perfect because this is the busiest street in Chapel Hill, and this is where everything happens. They picked the perfect spot because it was actually on our patio.
Tar Heel downtown was one of the few times that UNC and the town of Chapel Hill have coordinated to set up such a large event. McGurk says while she was downtown, she saw people very excited.
The community and the people that were there at the event, I mean, everyone's coming up to me and just really excited and really happy. And everyone that I spoke to was so happy to have something downtown on Franklin Street for them to do before the game, before they were going to go to the stadium.
Several places held special events to pull in even more people to their businesses, like Carolina Brewery's Beer Garden and Top of the Hill's Craft Brewery's Tailgate. Both McGurk and King say they look forward to more events like Tar Heel Downtown that bring the community and the campus together.
I would like to pursue looking at doing more events like this, definitely. There is no doubt that UNC sports are an economic driver for our downtown and for tourism, as well as for getting our community to come downtown. I think it's kind of a no-brainer to continue to do events like this. It was a tremendous success.
Let's do it again. I don't know when UNC and Chapel Hill can do it again, but, yeah, we're ready for it.
A family-friendly event, Tar Heel Downtown brought many people from the community into Franklin Street to celebrate UNC football and supporting a lot of our local businesses. McGurk thanked all the people who helped put this event together.
A huge thank you to the town of Chapel Hill and to UNC and UNC Sports Marketing and all of the folks that made this happen. It was a very unique event that we had never done it before. We had never closed that stretch of Franklin Street on a Thursday evening.
WCHL News Time 741. It's Ron Stutz. We passed the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrub's Insurance. More on that coming up in just a moment. Right now, let's check in with Ram Northam and find out what's going on at our very busy website, chapelboro.com.
You know, people are sitting on the edge of their seat right now, sitting right next to their phone. That's what they're doing.
Right. You better be.
Well, Ron, are you interested how engineers spend their spare time?
Well, my wife's an engineer. I can tell you how she spends her spare time.
There you go. Very nice. Well, Jeff Danner has some
lots
input.
Lots of different kinds of engineers.
Yeah, definitely. Jeff Danner has some input on how engineers spend their spare time, and he's got that Common Science column up on our website, chapelboro.com. He'll be speaking with Aaron tomorrow at 4:40 about that column, and I'm sure a myriad of other things that they come up with in their vast knowledge and their little bit of time that they get to speak about it.
I can tell you that engineers a lot of times spend their time on the job thinking about things that I don't even understand. My brain does not work that way.
Certainly, mine as well. Or mine neither.
And Jeff Danner, you know, I always have problems keeping up with him, but he does a great job breaking it down in everyday language.
He certainly does. Again, that's the Common Science column up on our website, chapelboro.com. Art's Angle is titled Far From Over. And the season is far from over. There's still lots to go. And still a possibility to become bowl eligible. People thinking that a 1-5 record means that the season is over. The Tar Heels can still become bowl eligible. All you need is 6 wins. So it's still a possibility and not over yet.
Has to start this Saturday against Boston College.
That is for sure. We've got photos up from Zero Dark Thursday and a new photo gallery up from the PTA Thrift Shop celebration as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, check out our calendar page for everything going on in and around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, and surrounding areas. And in Huddle Up with the Heels, we ask, of course, that you play our college pick'em as we do every week, and it's still going on. You can play week to week or stick with us for the whole season. Donna Jarrell, another winner again this week. She's been all over it.
You've been good,
Been doing very well.
I think I actually picked a couple of upsets, and I think I actually got them. I, of course, missed the Carolina game because I picked Carolina to win that. But
and you almost had it, let me tell you.
I know, man. Should have.
I was listening to the game the whole way to Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And then we got to Williamsburg just in time, and I turned it on to see. I believe I saw the Miami touchdown and then saw the final drive of Carolina as well, you know, trying to put it in. Almost, man, I mean,
ended
wow,
with an incomplete pass in the, at
game.
The back of the end zone. Yeah, it really was.
Incredible.
Yeah, if you didn't care who won, it was really fun to watch, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I mean, ESPN, I'm sure, can't be any more happy than picking that game for... or for that game being picked for the Thursday night game, because it was a high-rating kind of game.
It was fun.
Yeah.
No question.
Ron, though, you did only get 4 points this week in the college pick'em.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry to say.
Gosh.
Yeah.
This gets worse and worse.
But I think Anthony only got 4 as well. So.
Well, good.
Yeah, you're
Anthony's
good
right there with me. We've been together the whole time.
The whole time.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you.
And as I alluded a few moments ago, you know, we passed the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists as well. Are you one of our lucky finalists? Remember, you can be a finalist more than once, and you want to be. The more times you're a finalist, the greater your chance at winning grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play.
New York City!
Yeah! And it's not even chili or salsa we're talking about here. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every location once a week until November 5th at locations including Harrington Bank, Farrington, MLK Boulevard in Kildare, Home Watch Caregivers, Jersey Mike's, Kitchen Works, Louise Beck Properties, Mama Dips, Moe's Bottle Shop. You can even register at PTA Thrift Shop. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelboro.com, and on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. More ways you can be a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now. You can be caller number 5. 919-929-WCHL, caller number 5.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G., one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G. has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
This is Allison Nichols, resident and 31-year-old farmer. Orange County is unique and edgy in many ways. It offers the culture and vibrant business life of a city while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. We remain committed to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual. It's a multicultural and inclusive environment. I call that edgy.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the Triangle here in your own backyard.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. 97.9 FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. Hey, thank you very much for bearing with us through that. Everything apparently working just fine. And congratulations to Sammy Rape, better known as Coach R. He called in and got qualified to win in our contest, the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. Hey, thank you to all the phone callers. I was not able to answer all the phones, and we'll do it again next hour right here on WCHL. 7:48.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Libby Huff. I live in the greater Orange County community. My home is in rural Orange, and my office is in historic Hillsboro. I shop there and in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. For too long, many of us, myself included, have seen ourselves as residents and municipalities in competition with one another. We have two chambers of commerce, two school systems, numerous economic development officers, and the list goes on. As someone who is a longtime dweller in this place, and I have no plans to leave, I advocate that we see ourselves as one county. That doesn't mean merge schools or chambers, although it could someday. Instead, I'm asking us to look at what we're doing to support economic development today to better the lives of all who live here, and doing so in a coordinated and collaborative fashion. More business means we can offer jobs to those here at home, whether it be in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, or our little slice of Mebane. More business means we can continually improve our schools while doing more for emergency management services, social services, libraries, and the like. More business means we can have homes that are affordable, really affordable. Throughout our county, there are people who are hurting, those who lack heat and health care, those who cannot read or do not have transportation to the store or doctor, those who are physically or mentally ill yet receive no treatment. And yet in our midst, we have a great public university and hospital, a stellar community college, two fantastic K-12 school systems, and a bunch of bright and passionate people. In other words, we're smart enough to figure this out. Economic development is a social justice issue. We're also wise enough to support such efforts in a way that is consistent with who we are here in the greater Orange County community. As 2013 draws to a close, I ask you to give thought to what it means to be one community and how we can all rally around economic development as one way to keep that community healthy and thriving. This is Libby Huff.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Grammy Award winner Chris Thiele takes his mandolin from bluegrass to any style he wants, even classical music. Returning to UNC's Memorial Hall on October 29th, Thiele will perform music from his acclaimed new album featuring Bach selections, along with more contemporary pieces. Don't miss this electrifying and eclectic concert from one of the best in the business. Information at CarolinaPerformingArts.org. or 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water. Served at 34 degrees. And of course you get that great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand.
Traffic, of course, picking up this morning, Ron, as we see 15501 southbound between Estes Drive and Manning Drive, seeing some delays. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive, also seeing delays. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40, seeing delays continuing between 15501 and NC 86. That is heading westbound this morning. Also, things moving fairly smoothly on I-40 right now. Might see some slowdowns as the traffic picks up this morning, but otherwise no real major delays out there. Only moderate delays this morning, no accidents to report. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you're thinking about what to do for dinner tonight, call ahead and then stop in and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 46 degrees. Brr, sunny skies today. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight mostly cloudy, not quite as cool. Lows in the upper 40s, about 48, 49. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers in the high and the low 70s. We're back in the middle 60s on Wednesday. 753 WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Wayne Pond. Good morning, sir.
Hey, big boy. How was the weekend?
The weekend was great. Went down to New Orleans. Bev and I were celebrating our 31st wedding anniversary.
So good for you. I've heard about that. Congratulations.
Went down to the Big Easy and spent a little easy time down there. Just really great to be there. Beautiful.
All right. Well, speaking of strange places and strange stories,
yeah,
I got a goodie for you this morning, Ron. You've heard of Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
You've heard of the gray and the blue, and you've heard of... Blue Devils, just up the road from us.
Yeah.
How about Blue Beards? Blue Beards, does that ring a bell from your childhood and all the happy fairy tales that you used to read?
Blue Beards means you're old? I don't know. What does that mean?
All right, Blue Beard is the nickname of the main character I think this goes back to, what, the 17th century, a fairy tale by a man named Charles Perrault.
Mm-hmm.
Bluebeard, the guy who murders his wife, make that plural, his wives, and finally one of them discovers all the gruesome remains and justice is done. Bluebeard, you do remember this term, do you not?
Yeah. But I'm waiting for you to give me the definition.
Well, there it is, a man who murders and marries and kills his wives one after another.
Goodness.
That's a good, grim Monday morning term, is it not?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Wayne, thanks. I'll try and work that into conversation today.
Yeah, cheer up, Ron. All right, Bluebeard. You can spell it for yourself. I think it's pretty self-evident. Have a good day, dear good boy. Welcome back from New Orleans.
Well, thank you very much. Bluebeard, the word of the day on WCHL. Wayne Pond's word, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word, spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:55.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. That's why we have Lauren Stafford here with bells on this morning.
Bells and whistles.
Yeah. She got bells on her fingers and bells, let's see, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose. Ho, ho.
I've never heard that song.
You really haven't?
No.
That's from Ray Stevens.
Oh, no. Well, are you ready for a good joke?
Yes.
It's a little bit long, but I found this one online as well.
All right.
So I found this particular site that I'm so far got some good jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Had the vets
office with the CAT scan and lab test the other day.
Yeah.
So here's another one.
Hope it's better than the one Marissa gave us.
And hopefully you don't know this one, which is starting to become difficult that you haven't heard all the clean jokes out there. But I'm trying.
Only so many jokes
exactly
around.
And only so many clean jokes.
That's true.
All right. The bartender asks the guy sitting at the bar, "What'll you have?" The guy answers, "A scotch, please."
Mm-hmm.
The bartender hands him the drink and says, "That'll be $5. To which the guy replies, "What are you talking about? I don't owe you anything for this." A lawyer sitting nearby and overhearing the conversation then says to the bartender, "You know, he's got you there. In the original offer, which constitute a binding contract upon acceptance, there was no stipulation of remuneration."
Really?
The bartender was not impressed with all the lingo, but says to the guy, "Okay, you beat me for a drink, but don't ever let me catch you in here again." The next day, the same guy walks into the bar, and the bartender says, "What the heck are you doing in here? I can't believe you got the audacity to come back." The guy says, "What are you talking about? I've never been in this place in my entire life." The bartender replies, "Well, I'm very sorry, but this is uncanny. You must have a double." To which the guy replies, "Why, thank you. Make it a scotch."
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. Proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John Frank.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL hometown hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do something. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday, myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraves Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gunter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth. And we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while they're in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went. About majority of the kids when they first came in there said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
My son, he'll say, "Gosh, he think he got about 100 brothers." they all want to come to the house. And I think he understands the bigger picture, and he likes the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
And how old is your son?
He's 10 years old.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids who said, people said, wouldn't go to college. It wouldn't really amount to anything. I all went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak.
Congratulations to John French on behalf of all of us at WCHL and Performance Auto Mall. It is 56 degrees. At Chapel Hill right now.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
46 degrees. I'll get it right. 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce.